Of course I miss you, Ma. What's wrong with sounding happy? Why do you say it like it's a negative thing? Okay, I'm not that happy. All right, I'll see you later, Ma. I mean, I'll see you later, Ma. That's how I get Chomsky to kiss me. Beat it, Chomsky.
I brought you a friend.
Thank you, and welcome to the happiest place on earth.
Look at the balcony with the sliding doors.
Yeah, sliding doors, slide open, slide close, whatever you want.
Dishwasher.
Where?
I was starting to think that this was never going to happen.
What?
You moving out of your parents' house and everything finally moving forward.
Yeah, it's exciting. You know what else I need around here? Ice cube trays.
I'm talking about us, Yogi. The plan?
Oh, right, yeah.
Hey, maybe the couch should be facing the window. What do you think?
I really don't like facing the window. You know, snipers. And then it'd be hard to see the TV.
Oh, we're keeping the TV in the living room?
No. That's just where I set it down. And plugged it in. And hooked up the cable.
You know what's really gonna pull this room together? Some nice curtains.
Curtains?
Yeah, what's the matter?
No, nothing. Curtains. You want curtains.
Yeah, but don't you want curtains? I want you to want to have curtains. And aren't they going to be our curtains? After we, you know.
Buy the curtains? Hey.
Oh, crap.
Thanks. You might want to cinch that robe. You got a little fruit coming out of the loom.
I can't go.
That's okay. I'm not in the mood for golf. Mind if I hang out for a little while?
Yeah, then I can take a shower at least.
I was gonna say.
Well, I haven't had a chance because I've been waiting all day for Deborah's damn curtains.
Curtains. What is it with the curtains? Amy's got a thing with the curtains, too. Yeah. With the curtains.
Oh, tell me about it. I'm sitting here in my own filth for 3 hours waiting for curtains while Deborah's off at all kinds of parties.
Parties?
Yeah, yeah. This is my life now. I'm a hostage. Trapped inside these four... all the walls here in this area.
What do you mean hostage?
I'm a hostage. I, look at me. I'm trying to blink you a message.
Come on. What are you saying? You're not happy.
I'm happy. I'm as happy as she lets me be. I sleep when she lets me sleep. I eat what she lets me eat. The only reason she keeps me alive is to open jars and kill bugs.
I know you, Raymond. You wouldn't trade this for anything.
I'll trade it all right now for a pack of cigarettes.
All right, I can see I caught you on a bad day.
Oh, it's every day.
Every day? I was at your wedding.
Yeah.
I was there when you brought home your little girl, your twin boys.
Yeah, okay, there's some perks, but that's how they hook you. You know what I'm doing tomorrow night? I'm going to see a movie.
So what's wrong with that?
Deborah's movie. Yeah, the one with the mother who has the disease and the daughter who learns to care about the mother who has the disease. Yeah, yeah. Huh? Who wants to see that sniffle bag? I want to see the one with the guy with the guns and the car chases and the nudity that has no meaning.
I saw that one. It was good.
Yeah, rub it in. Why don't you spank a supermodel in front of me?
All right, I'll see you later, Ray.
Yeah, all right, if I'm allowed. Just tell the world I'm still in here.
Hey.
Doug.
Hey, Ray. Save the best for last.
I can't believe it's you. I was just hating you.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
Yeah.
Well, I brought you the thing you've been waiting for, so how do you feel now?
Oh, now I love you.
Easy.
Hey, you're off now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Wanna go play some golf?
Oh, no. I can't. I gotta get home. Gotta go shopping with my wife.
Hey, Annie M. Oh, yeah. That smells good.
Dinner will be ready in a couple of minutes.
Sure.
Can you open that jar for me?
There you go.
Thanks. Oh, and listen, there's this big spider up in the bathtub.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Hope he's not using all the hot water.
I need you to kill him for me later, because that's why I keep you around here. You want some water with that?
Yeah, all right, thank you.
There you go. Bread and water. Meal fit for a hostage.
Hostage. Did Robert tell you that I was saying
Amy
that?
Amy told me.
Amy?
Yeah.
Well, how did she find out?
She heard it from Robert right before they broke up.
Oh, my God, they broke up? Why? Everybody get the bug.
Sit down. Who are you to give Robert, or anybody else for that matter, marital advice?
I'm nobody. I didn't. What happened?
Amy called me up crying, all upset. She said Robert started acting all weird when she tried to talk to him about their future. And when she finally pinned him down, he started in with this prison talk. And then he said he wasn't sure that he could commit to her just now.
He broke up with
her? No, she broke up with him. What else is she supposed to do? She's been going out with him for 2 years, and this is the return she gets on her investment?
Well, gee, things are moving kind of fast. Maybe we should pull back and give each other some space.
Sounds reasonable.
It's not reasonable. Do you know how hard hard it is for a woman to get a guy like Robert to commit. And then you come along. His happily married brother.
Yes, yes, very happily.
Yeah, yeah. And instead of telling him how lucky he is to have Amy at all and how wonderful marriage can be, you dig him a hole and read him his last rites.
I didn't read him anything. I was making stuff up. That's all.
What was this advice that you gave him, Dr. Love?
Nothing. There was no advice. He didn't come to me for advice.
So you just volunteered these theories?
I was just waiting for curtains.
Is this what you think of our marriage?
No, no.
Yes, it is. You wish you were like Robert.
What?
I remember you saying, oh, lucky Robert. Robert gets to golf and blah, 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 blah. No wonder you said all that stuff to him.
I was joking. Honey. Jokes. Listen. Okay, I know what happened. Robert tried to do my jokes. It's all in... You know? And he's not really funny. He's too big. There's no lightness about him. You know? When I did it, it was funny and cute. You would have laughed at it. You know, it was, you know, hey, I'm a hostage. Oh, hey, oh, this is crazy. What's going on? I'm a hostage. Hey, clink, 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 clink. Whoa, look at my beard. My beard's so long. All right, it's not my funniest stuff. You know, it's not belly laughs. It's observational. But I'm not this, not observing this, just things I've heard. I love you.
Let go of me.
No. Ah, witnesses, you kill me, you gotta kill them too.
How dare you?
Oh, boy.
You just can't stop ruining your brother's life, can you?
I didn't do anything.
First, you drive him out of my home. Now you take away my grandchildren.
What?
If you hadn't interfered, they would have gotten married, and Amy would have had 4 children right away. That's what we talked about.
She had good hips, that one.
I put 2 years into that girl. When I first met her, she didn't even want children. Now it's all gone because Robbie talked to this one.
You've upset your mother. She came to me looking for comfort. I'm not set up for that.
I'm kidding. I'm just kidding. I'm joking. That's, you know, men do that. We joke around about stuff like marriage, right, Dad?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Come on! Like, how about when you joke about how you wish a tidal wave would come and sweep Mom out to sea?
I have never been more serious about anything in my entire life.
This man is a hostile witness. All right, look, just maybe it's not a permanent thing. Maybe they had a bad day, right? That happens. Couples have bad days.
You're about to have some.
Hey. I'm glad you're all here together because I have an announcement to make, and you might as well hear it from me. Amy and I...
We already heard she dumped you.
Look at him. No wife, no children. Pathetic.
Thanks for the kind words. Got some of Amy's stuff here. I thought it'd be better if you gave it to her.
Robert, I think you might have misunderstood Ray when he was talking to you. Right, Ray?
Yes, that's it, Ray. Fix it. Make him fix it, Frank.
Fix it? Get your mother off my back.
What are you talking about?
Robert. How long have we known each other?
Just get to it.
Look, the other day, I guess you came over here looking for advice about marriage, and I wasn't really talking to you, you know? I was just kind of being funny.
When were you funny?
You know, the hostage thing, spanking a supermodel.
What?
What I forgot to say when I was telling all those stupid, stupid jokes was all the good things about marriage. You know, there's just so much good about this. It's like, it's almost hard to start.
Raymond, look.
No, I'm gonna get this. Okay, here's something. You know how when you're sleeping and you kind of stop breathing? When you're married, there's always someone there to nudge you alive. All right, I don't know what I'm talking about. Look, this is marriage. You wake up in the morning and she's there. You come home at night and she's there. You eat, she's there. You go to sleep, there. And I know that sounds like a bad thing. But it's not. It's not. Not if it's the right person. Then it's good. It's good. It's really, really good.
I would like a minute for rebuttal.
If I were you, I wouldn't stop breathing in my sleep.
Okay, bad example. You know what I'm saying, Robert?
Of course he does, don't you, Robbie?
Sure. Yeah, I understand. I'll just call Amy up and we'll get back together and we'll get married and we'll have the 4 grandchildren and everyone will be happy.
Great! Who's hungry?
I'm not doing that. What do you think? Just because Raymond says marriage is good, that's all I need? Raymond is not the reason Amy and I broke up.
But you and Amy were doing fine until he screwed things up.
See? Always there.
I don't need any more advice, okay? I have my own reasons for not wanting to get married just yet.
All right, what?
You really want to know, Ma? Part of it is I've lived with you for most of my life. I've never been on my own. And I finally get my own place, and Amy's already bringing me plants. I love Amy, but I'm not ready for plants.
I think you're being selfish, Robbie.
Good. It's about time, because this is my life. Not yours, not yours, not yours, and not even Raymond's. Raymond had nothing to do with this decision. I made it. Me. And if you think I made a mistake, I don't care. That's right, because I'm in charge of me now. And now, if you'll excuse me, I'm going home. To my home, the Crown View Apartments, Unit 9F. It still says Chung on the buzzer downstairs, but that's me.
Do you see what you did?
Hey, are you all right?
No. Amy, Amy's my best friend, and Robert, you know, I introduced them. I was going to be matron of honor at their wedding, and they were going to toast me, and...
Now they both hate me.
Hey, you did introduce them. So if you think about it, it's all really your fault.
No, it's not.
Look, I don't know why you're mad at me. I said some very nice things today.
Oh, you're right. You were very touching. You know, it is nice every once in a while for a wife to hear that her husband wants to spank a supermodel.
I don't want to. Sometimes they're naughty.